Hi everyone, I just wanted to start off with a moment of silence, 10 seconds to just listen to what the universe is telling us. So I'll count down and we'll start. 3, 2, 1, now. Now, I know this is a podcast and dead air is the opposite of what you want in a podcast. But taking that moment, taking that pause, practicing that pause is not only soothing and helpful and grounding, but the one thing I wanted to talk about this evening was that it allows us to get in contact with our intuition, that gut feeling. And it's something that I've been working on a little bit recently. It's been an absolutely horrendous week. And last weekend, I was in a pretty dark place. I'll put my hands up and say that I was struggling a lot. And we've had issues with my son and issues at school. We've had health issues. I mean, life happens. And we talk about being that, really solid lighthouse or rock in the storm. So the crazy is going on around us, but we remain calm. We remain focused. We remain grounded and steadfast. Now, I'm going to put my hand up and say I am not naturally one of these people. I'm grounding is something I really need to work on because I often get caught up. I get swept away and I get scared. I really do. But I was listening to a podcast today on Oprah's Super Soul Sunday that was talking about a series of recordings she had made a few years ago and interviewing the author of a book called The Gift of Fear. Now, this was all about safety and how to make sure that in the case of you being attacked, and just FYI, if you are ever attacked, don't ever let them take you to a second location because that's when the proverbial shit really hits the fan. But it was more about trusting your instinct. And there was this really, really important point that I came out with. And that was that of every single species on the planet, it is only humans that feel and sense fear or danger. They sense that danger and they ignore it. So if you sense danger, we all of us have that intuitive strength, that intuitive muscle, or that muscle is the wrong word, intuitive power within us, that gut feeling that allows us to sense whether this is safe or whether this is dangerous. Whether this is good for us or whether this is not good, if we're heading in that right direction or if we're going against our own better judgment. And that better judgment comes from that intuition. So if our gut says, this is a dangerous person, this is a dangerous situation, and we ignore it, and there was a really good focus really few good points about how as women, we are really taught to essentially be the peacemakers. You know, we are so focused on making sure that we present ourselves as kind and as genial. We don't want to offend. We don't want to feel like We don't want to come across as being a bitch. You know, we always want to smile and do the right thing and people please. My God, I know all about that. You know, but you always second guessing yourself. Do they like me? Am I accepted? Am I okay? And this is something I struggle with even now at 38 years old. You'd think that at some point I'd be like, let it go. If my rational self recognizes that I can't keep everybody happy. But there's that side of myself that's been molded and shaped by society. And from a very strict upbringing where it was all about making sure that not only do you put your best foot forward, making sure that that step that you take is not too far forward. You know, you want to stand up, but you don't necessarily want to stand out. You want to be gregarious. You want to be good. You want to make people feel comfortable. You want to be the person that when people look at, they feel, huh, you know, this is someone who is non-confrontational. You know, all of these things. But if we're in a situation where we want to trust our instincts, especially in a situation that involves feeling like we're in danger, playing nice doesn't actually get us anywhere. Playing nice literally opens us up to dangerous situations. But it's not the dangerous situations that I wanted to talk about with you today. It was more about developing that muscle. And I keep calling it a muscle because I've heard it being described as a muscle in the past, and it's for some reason it stuck with me. That intuitive muscle. When I think of a better expression, I'll probably start using it. But developing that intuition. And how do we develop it? We practice the pause and practice it as much as possible. And for somebody like me who can get very carried away, you know, I really need to practice grounding myself, because it's so easy to get caught up in the emotion. And one of the questions I wanted to ask myself and the universe was, when does fear and taking chance become a good thing? And when does fear and trusting your intuition, I'll rephrase it. What is the line between being fearful because you are in your comfort zone and you are too scared to stretch out of that comfort zone? And where is that line that is drawn where feeling fear for your own well-being is important to listen to? So, you know, I'm about to embark on a talk with my colleague next week about mastering your motivation. And because I'm a facilitator and I'm, you know, I help people in my workplace achieve the best they can in their own vocation, we talk about mastering our own motivation, and that's incredibly important. And some of the studies have shown that being willing to change and not resist, being willing to take chances and not being risk averse actually often leads to more success. But where does being risk averse bite you in the bum versus helping you? And I don't necessarily have the answer to this, but my first answer would be, when you listen to your gut rather than your head, fear of change comes from your head, comes from overthinking, comes from that anxiety. Fear because you're in a dangerous situation or you're heading towards a decision that's going to bite you in the ass later. It could be a financial decision. It could be a decision to argue with someone when you know that there is no value in arguing. that comes from your gut. And that is the fear you need to listen to. Those are the emotions you need to listen to. Recently, I've revisited Eckhart Tolle's work in A New Earth, and he talks about the pain body and how to create separation and to stop identifying with that pain body as if it is as if it is you, because the pain body is not you. It's a culmination of impressions that have been left by yourself and society as a whole, and have essentially used your body, in his own words, as a host. It sort of stuck itself like chewing gum, old chewing gum, nasty chewing gum, and used you as an outlet to grow and to expand that fear and that anger. And it needs fear to survive. So I've been practicing creating that disassociation from it in the form of, when I feel pain, seeing it almost as a big, if you think about, you just doing a massive scribble, a black scribble that's enormous on a page, and just seeing it as this big black scribble, and thinking it as a part of my instinct and a part of me that's separate, and having that separate to me, it allows me to create space around my own negative feelings. When I think about fear that comes from saying this is not a good choice, that comes more from listening and going, there's a little voice saying, don't go there, this is not good for you. And that is not about feeling pain, it's almost that feeling of peace. I'm going to stop there because my son's is about to come in, but I think for my own clarity, that's where that distinction lies. Fear because it makes your head hurt, versus fear because that peace is saying, no, not a good idea. It's a still small voice. And you've got to pause to listen to that. On that note, I'm going to say good night, and peace be with you.